produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Welcome to Josie's Inspiration Radio Network, USA World, sponsored by Kayla Padgett. Hello everyone, it's Coach Terry, Terry Wellness Coach Jackson. I pray that all is well with you this day. I want to encourage you all on your wealth is your wellness, is to pray at all times. Pray in the good times. Pray in the mediocre times. Pray in the not so great times. We're going to praise God in the middle of it all. In the middle of a pandemic. In the middle of divorce. In the middle of broken relationships. In the middle of celebrations. We're going to continue to pray at all times. And we're going to continue to give God praise at all times. Because think it not strange for you to be in a place to be still, to reflect on the good, to reflect of what you've come through and what you are going through. And for you all to just thank God for standing near you, by your side. He's carried many of us through the challenges. Coach Terry's coming with you today because your wealth is your wellness. As we pray at all times, we're going to wait on him. Wait on him. In Isaiah 40:31, it says, those who wait for the Lord, who expect, look for, and hope in him, shall change and renew their strength and power. They shall lift their wings and mount up close to God as eagles. Mount up to the sun. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint, nor become tired. Glory be to God. We will wait on you, Lord. I love myself some Joyce Meyer. She is like my mentor in Christ. And I read her devotions daily. And the devotion for actually September 11th, it says, Isaiah teaches us to wait for the Lord when we know our strength needs to be renewed. You see, waiting on God means spending time with Him in His Word and in His presence. My question to you, how much time are you spending with God? I'm going to tell you all right now, as a wellness coach, as God has carried me through this journey, each and every year, my relationship gets closer with God, and my time with Him is so anointing. It's special, and I look forward to it. Do you? Because that's wealth to me. It's priceless, which allows me to be well in my soul. There are certain people, according to Joyce Meyer, we can draw strength from just by being around them. Who are those people? Have you talked to them lately? Have you given them a call? Have you been able to virtually speak to them and pray with them? These people, their very presence, the way that they talk and the way that they approach life, seems to make us feel better when we are discouraged or feeling down in any way. Wow, I can think of those people. I'm so grateful for God putting them in my path. As you may be saying at this time, as you are just thanking God and praising Him and praying all the time. There are others who can always make us feel worse, though. They have a way of putting a negative edge on every single thing. Now, as a coach, I'm going to tell you, you know to run far away from that. Your gut will tell you, your intuition will tell you that that's not the circle that you need to be a part of or be in. But how you respond to that negativity is so much bigger and mature in Christ. It really is. You want to respond in a positive manner. You see, for me, the cup is always runneth over. It's never just half full. You know, one of the things that I just don't like, I'm not happy about, is my divorce. And you all have heard me talk about it, and many of you may be listening and you've gone through a divorce, but God asked me to give my spouse to Him, and that I couldn't fix it. And unfortunately, after all these years, I still approach with the cup running over. Now, I have not been spiritually strong throughout the years. It took me some time to get to this point. Okay? Those of you who understand what I'm talking about, you understand what I'm talking about. Because you see, as a woman of God, I never was for divorce. But it was done. And it was done because of many reasons. And when I respond or reach out to Him just to say that I'm praying because, you know, his mother suffered a mild stroke, and just to let Him know that, you know, I'm praying for her, her strength, and I'm praying for you as well, because that is your mother. and there was no response. There was no response. But I felt so good knowing that as a child of God and a woman of God, that I did exactly what my heart and what God told me to do. And even though he may look at it a different way, as negative, I always see the cup runneth over. My love is unconditional. It's just that, hey, throughout the years, we just weren't good husband and wife for each other. But there are many reasons why we should respond in a positive manner, because God will take care of it all. We are not to be worrisome. We are not to have any anxiety. It's just when you and I need to be strengthened, according to Joyce Meyer, we should spend time with God and with the people who love him. You see, I love sitting and spending time with God. I'm actually sitting here with my essential oils diffuser going and my favorite blend called Peace that brings so much serenity. And I love the sound of the piano. So as the piano plays, it soothes my soul. And it gives me peace. And spending time in God's presence is like being in a room full of gifts on Christmas Day. And I know Christmas is not all about receiving gifts, but it's the fact that God has given us the gift and the breath of life to celebrate him and to celebrate family. And so it makes me feel good to have this kind of time. What really makes me feel great is that I get an opportunity to share with you from the heart some things that you too may be experiencing or feeling. Your wealth is your wellness. And the wealth that we gain from Christ is priceless. His wisdom that he whispers to us is priceless. He has ordered our steps, and that's why we're going to continue to praise him. Hallelujah. And we're always going to continue to pray. You know, I pray when I'm in my car. You pray probably when you're in your car or taking the bus. You pray when you're cleaning your home. You pray when you walk to your mailbox. It's all divine. It really strengthens your wealth, which makes you well in your soul. God has everything under control. Just gotta continue to have that faith so that you can be well. Moses was a man of prayer. He spent a great deal of time fellowshipping and talking to God. Joyce Meyer says that he knew that if God did not help him, he would fall miserably. Because of Moses' faithfulness to seek God, he was given an assuring message. And the Lord said to Moses, "My presence shall go with you, and I will give you rest." Exodus 33:14. "My presence shall go with you," says the Lord, "and I will give you rest. So the action steps for all of you listening out there across the world is this. How much time are you giving God praise, and are you praying to the Lord? The action step is to just make the time. I promise you it'll be well worth your while. It'll be so much wealth gained that you will rest and be well. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it feels like. Rest in Him. Trust in Him. Pray and praise. Pray and praise. I'm blessed enough to have a pool. I think I shared with you over our past times together that I've lived in homes that have had pools that I never got in the water. And since this pandemic has taken place, the home that I am in now has a pool. And I stare into the water from my bedroom window, and the water's been speaking to me for months. But it wasn't until the middle of this pandemic that I recognized what was in my hands. And the Spirit said, come to the water, Coach Terry. Come to the water, child. I got in that water, and oh, my soul just opened up. And God's beautiful Son kissed my skin. And He said, child, I have been waiting for you to get in this water. I have something I need to share with you. And I tell you, I can't wait to get in that water each and every day, if permitted and allowed due to weather. But when I get in that water, it's just me and God. And I'm praising. And I'm praying. And that sun is shining. And I'm giving Him all the glory. For all of you. You see, I've been praying for those who are going through divorce. I've been praying for all of you who have any type of domestic violence going on. I've been praying for anybody who feels at a disease. And I've been praying for those of you who are fighting through disease. I don't know your names or who you are, but I know that you're out there. And I ask God to cover you. And to keep you strong, and for you to be safe, for those who are in pain to be comforted. I really do just want to make a difference. So my action step for all of you, pray. Praise Him and take the time to be still. If you have the opportunity to get into water, it could be your shower. It could be your bathtub. It could be a river. Just dance in the water. Dance in the water. Because the destiny, it's in the dance.
It's in the dance. Thank you, Lord.
One thing about me, I'm very transparent and I'm very emotional. Because I care. And because I'm grateful. Thank you, Father, for just this opportunity to love and share with all those that are listening, Lord. Keep them covered in your strength, Lord. They're seeking you right now. Hands are raised up high, giving you all the glory and praise for the breath of life this day. Praying for the brokenhearted, Lord. Praying for those who have just been obedient and waiting on you. Those who have the faith of a mustard seed and that have decided to dance in the destiny of the steps that you have ordered. We claim the victory this day, Lord. We claim it with joy. We're going to rejoice and we're going to be glad in it, Lord. And Lord, I pray for those who have lost loved ones during this time. Comfort their Lord. Comfort their hearts. Give them a renewed spirit. Kiss their souls. Kiss their souls, Lord. Wrap your arms around them and let them know it's going to be okay. I feel your presence, Lord, and I'm so grateful. For you are our wealth, and we are well. You, Lord, are our wealth, and we are well. This is Coach Terry on Josie's Inspirational Radio Network, USA World, sponsored by Kayla Padgett. Your wealth is your wellness. Take action today. Dance in the destiny. Just go dance in the water. Jeremiah 29:11. He has plans for you. Plans for you to have a hope and a future. Plans for us all to be in good health. Be well, my family. God bless you. Until next time, all is well with our souls. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.